Hello everyone, Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for May 18th to May 25th and beyond.
Mars ends its retrograde period on Tuesday, May 20th at 14, nearly 15 degrees in Virgo. After traveling backwards in the zodiac since March 1st, Mars now resumes normal forward motion.
This week before and after it turns around in its journey amongst the stars, Mars appears to be motionless in the heavens, a condition astrologers call stationary. A stationary planet is considered to be extra strong, and when it is a natural malefic like the planet Mars, this implies something we have to be careful about.
Mars is still just 6 degrees away from exact opposition with Uranus. Therefore, the Mars-Uranus energy pattern is still in effect.
So the steady stream of unusual events, accidents, violence, etc., can be expected to continue and even intensify over the next couple of weeks.
On Thursday, May 22nd, Mercury will change signs. Mercury leaves Taurus and enters Gemini, its own sign. Planets are strong and favorable when they are transiting through their own signs, and therefore the significations of Mercury and of Gemini will benefit.
Mercury is the planet of information, therefore the media. Gemini loves debate for its own sake, so we can expect plenty of bloviating from the usual sources.
Usually, Mercury blasts through a sign in less than 3 weeks, but for its sojourn in Gemini, Mercury will remain for nearly 2 months until July 28th. The reason is that Mercury will go through a retrograde period in June, which will keep the planet stuck in its own sign for an extra long time.
For the next few weeks, Mercury will be together with Jupiter in Gemini until Jupiter leaves Gemini on June 18th. This joins the planet of rational thought with the planet of expansion. The result is big ideas, or you can see it as the planet of ideas and reasons contaminated by the planet of religion and beliefs.
Mercury in Gemini is a lot of verbiage, a lot of reasons and explanations, meetings, committees, reports, and so on. But don't expect much in the way of tangible results. It's all an intellectual exercise.
On Friday, May 23rd, Venus will change signs. Venus will leave Pisces, where it has been since April 27th, and enter Aries, a sign ruled by Mars. For the next few weeks, the planet of romance will be in the sign of adventure and initiative.
As soon as Venus enters Aries, it will come under the influence of Ketu, which is now transiting at the beginning of Aries. Venus will be exactly conjunct Ketu on Monday, May 26th.
This is a rather unusual combination that can give rise to a variety of results. Venus is relationship, Ketu is spirituality. Ketu wants things on a higher level, therefore the demand for a more ideal love, a more ideal relationship, which is synonymous with dissatisfaction with the status quo. Ditto for compromise. Venus is the planet of agreements, but since Ketu is raising the bar so high, chances are much reduced.
Venus is the planet of finances, and since Ketu connects us with the past karma, this combination can result in problems for the financial sector.
All right, well, moving on to the Jupiter trine Saturn retrograde pattern that we talked about last week, it will be exact on Saturday, May 24th.
Since Jupiter is the planet of encouragement, confidence, and protection, and Saturn is the planet of the established order, this setup is especially helpful to governments that are seeking to stay in power.
Oh, yes.
Saturn is the planet of control, so those in control are also encouraged.
But let's not forget, Mars and Uranus are still exchanging energy and therefore pumping up the rebels.
In fact, when Jupiter leaves Gemini, Saturn will no longer have Jupiter's support and encouragement. And yet, Mars opposite Uranus will still be going strong.
So the rebels and their rebellions could be making progress after June 18th, I guess we'll be watching for that down the road.
Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com, and now on to segment 3 of this week's show.